how do you think this whole situation with the council is going to play out over the next week or so?
I think it will be a fait accompli. I don't believe that the minister will back down. I think we'll get a suspension order for probably 6 months as opposed to three. And that will coincide then with the elections in September. But I can't see that we would be, it'll be a three-month suspension.
How do you feel that it's escalated to this point? I mean, how is it going to affect the people out there? And how do you feel as the mayor? You must be pretty disappointed that it's come to this.
Oh, yeah, I'm very disappointed. But I'm also disappointed for the community of the Shire. I'm disappointed for the staff of the Shire. And I'm disappointed with other councillors who, for no fault of their own, have facing suspension. You know, it just doesn't seem fair.
Shelley Hancock is the one that's going to be making this decision. Will you be attempting to put some sort of a plea to her?
There is a extraordinary meeting next Tuesday, and that meeting will be to show just cause. In one way, it is a circuit breaker, you know, and everybody can take a bit of a look at themselves. But the meeting next week will be for council to make a submission, or will council make a submission as to show why we shouldn't be suspended. So we'll see how that meeting goes, and then there is a normal meeting of council on the Wednesday.
And so what will it mean for the people of the area if administrators have to come in?
Well, it means lack of representation from the community to in a great degree, because they don't have, if community members have issues, then they, you know, they'll contact me or they'll contact the councillor and hopefully try and get their problem that they might have solved. And there is, of course, the input of councillors into the community themselves. We have, say, Anzac Day coming up, where councillors represent the community in recognition of services of past Australians and current Australians, and the wreath laying, and just a small thing. At this stage, I don't think will take place, you know. And council representation on community committees or areas of community interest won't happen either.
Obviously, we've got the local government elections coming up in September. If the council is dismissed, do you think that the majority of councillors would consider standing again? Or do you think they'd be a little bit disenfranchised by what's happened? You know, would you consider standing again? Like, how does it make you feel as a representative to kind of be kicked out?
that's a nice way of putting it. It makes me very disappointed. I went to the minister asking for help and found myself suspended for asking for help. So does that make me feel happy? No, it makes me feel a little bit embarrassed, actually. But will there be councillors running next election? That will be up to councillors. Of course, I can't speak for them. But I do know that there are at least three councillors who will definitely not be running. That's councillors McLaughlin, Nelson, and, of course, Gordon Markwood, who resigned through ill health. So those three, there will be three new faces at least. And then other councillors have got to determine whether they'll be standing or not. My position is I will not make a decision on this for a period of time, and I'll just reflect on what has happened, whether I want to try and serve or have the desire to continue to serve the community if I'm elected. That will be further down the track.
Yeah, it must be a real sort of kick in the guts for you when you stand up, you try and take a leadership role, and obviously you have achieved a lot over the last couple of years. Just to be stood down must be pretty tough to consider going through it all again or putting yourself out there again.
Yes, it's a time to reflect on what's been achieved, and this council has achieved a great deal in the last 4 years of this term, and without the interruption of a couple of councillors who have put us in this position, my belief is the community would be, when they have a look at what has been accomplished by this council, can be very proud of what the community has seen in their improvements around the Shire. Yeah. So we have achieved a lot. There's still a lot more to do, and we're not always going to be on... there's always going to be objectives sometimes for improvements that council makes, but overall it is, we look at the betterment of the community, not for the betterment of just a few.
All right, well, it'll be interesting to see what unfolds on Tuesday night and what the council decides to do moving forward in terms of trying to perhaps halt this. But otherwise, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what the minister decides.
Yep, it will be a interesting meeting, and it could be a fairly, colourful comments by certain councillors in relation to what has taken place. But that will all unfold next week.
And you're having the meeting in the, ironically, for the first meeting in your new refurbished chambers.
Yeah, good way of putting it. The first meeting for the last time. We will have one more on the Wednesday, but yes, and my feeling is that if we were in the chamber where there is much more control of council meetings, we wouldn't be in this position. But councils have taken advantage of the Zoom meetings, which have resulted in dysfunctional running of meetings, and as such, we find ourselves to a degree in the position that we find ourselves in.
Yeah, okay. So having the Zoom meetings rather than face-to-face, you think people just sort of, you know, went off a little bit more than they would have if they were in the confines of the chambers speaking face-to-face to people or to each other?
Oh, for sure. I believe some councillors orchestrated mayhem and mischief and dysfunction of council meeting. I say that quite openly. And if anybody looks at the meetings, the only way I could control people from over-speaking the chair or whatever is to mute them. You can't stand up, you can't bang a gavel, you can't do any of those sort of things. And if you watch the tapes, you will see the meeting slowly disintegrated as time went on, when councils became more and more dysfunctional towards the running of the council meeting.
So people can watch, obviously it's going to be live on your Facebook page, so it'll be an interesting meeting for people to watch and listen to.
It's a meeting that I'm really not looking forward to, because it will make councillors and council reflect on what has been put before us by the minister, and as such will be made in our submission, and we will be trying to do a positive response. But as I say, I believe that the minister is probably getting a short list of administrators to look at to put in place.